This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's get to business. I guess it's how do I put this? The opinion we would do this whether the Tigers had just won three in a row or not, because you played the equivalent of like a CYO league team. So 22-13 or 25-13, it's all the same to me. Like beating up on the Rockies is whatever. So this topic plays even without that Rocky series. Now you handled your business, especially yesterday. It's very rare you're going to win a double dip 21-2 or whatever it was. The question is this, the level of belief in what you're watching. You know, it's a different way of doing what we did the other day, Rico, where, look, I think they're a 90-win team. 90-72 is a hell of a nice record. You were like, no, I think I want to go higher. The question is, A, like they have the best run differential in baseball. I think they're plus 82.
Mm-hmm. That's, somewhere around there.
That's ridiculous. So my question is, I want to reverse engineer it. We all see what we're watching. Do you, the believability of this is another way of asking you, do you believe, if you fully believe in what you're watching, do you believe they're the best team in the American League? Because if you're going to call the show and say, I fully believe in what I'm seeing, that means you believe you're going to have the best record in the AL. You are going to be that one seed. Now, I'm not ready to go there yet. So the other thing I wanted to do is, look, level of believability in what you're watching, but what's the most unbelievable thing? What is the thing that's taking place right now with the Tigers that you believe in least? That's not negativity. It's a conversation about all of it can't be this good. And I don't want to start listing things because that'll take away the ammunition from you guys, the listener. I've got a couple of things. I have one thing in particular I think is completely unbelievable. But I'm going to, you know, I want to take our time with this. But what's your level of belief in what you've watched so far that through 38 games, are they the best team in the AL? And then what is the thing you believe in least that's happening right now with this team? And it could be anything. It can be not a side of the ball, but whether it's hitting, pitching, defense, it could be a player. It can be whatever you want it to be. So you want to start out there, Vacuum Seal? Is that what you want to do?
I look at this team. I don't think I'm quite ready to say they're the best team. I think they are one of the best. I'm not ready to say they are the best team in the American League.
Level of belief. Like if I asked you right now, okay, scale of 1 to 5, a 5 means they are the best team in the AL. 4 is you can see a pathway to it, but you're not quite ready.
4.
Oh, okay. We won't even get to 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah.
Noted.
4. Four. This is where, as you would like it, All-Star game. If we're still doing this at the All-Star break, then I'm probably going to go to a five. Because I look at this pitching staff, and even when the bats aren't there, you got the arms that can get you through some tough games, through some tough stretches. And with the staff that you have, you should be able to go out and win series. And yes, I understand you're not going to be playing the Colorado Rockies. I still can't believe they have six wins. I mean that blues, like, how are you a major league team? Like, the White Sox are like, come on, man, pick it up. The level of disbelief that I have.
The thing that is just unsustainable. You don't believe in it.
Center field, Jahvir Bayes. Like, the way he's playing center field. Not the bat. I mean, he's hitting. I know he can hit and he has streaks, but his fielding out in center field is, we're not talking Parker Meadows. It's almost like, Parker, you could take your time and let that nerve wake up, because we got somebody in center field who's getting the job done. That's me.
Bay's the most unsustainable piece of it. Okay. David.
Center field Bay's.
What's the difference?
No,
so you're saying not second base, not third base.
I'm talking about just him out in center field, the way he's able to play out there. It's just like, is this for real? It's almost like a Disney movie.
No, it's not for me. It's not.
I'm expecting Danny Glover show up.
Yeah, I also do not believe that they are the best team in the AL. I'm at a three. I'm just right there in the middle. I can waver as things change either way. But the thing that I just doesn't believe stays is Casey Mize. I just don't believe it, because his strikeout rate hasn't really improved, like, career-wise. It's around the same. And I just believe that hitters will come around and get them a little bit more than they have. I just don't believe that it continues with
Casey
Mize.
So the second go round.
Correct.
Okay.
They get more tape on him, understand what he's doing a little bit different, understand what he's throwing more of, and they'll come around.
Here's the other one. Let me throw the number out. 248-539-9797. You do know that the other thing that could be lacking believability, there's been some erosion. There's been a little bit of a fall off with this player. Now, again, no one stat is what I care about. It's the overall. Torque. Do you think torque can sustain? The power's been there. And if he finishes the year with 35 or 40 home runs, I really don't care if he ends up, hitting 240, or, the OBP goes down and it's more towards 310 or 320. Torque would be one maybe other people view. I still, it's biased to me.
I can see the torque thing, kind of like what Davis said, because he changed some things up. The next time around when he plays the same teams over, yeah, they'll have different pitches that they're going to throw to him, and then you're going to see those numbers come off. I had no great expectations for him. So therefore, I expected him to come closer to the mean and just kind of, you were never going to be as good as you started off.
Yeah, for me, it's just Baez is in his 30s. He's been a bum for a long time. I'm not buying. I'm just not buying he's going to have a 355 OBP. It's there's nothing in the profile right now. Javi Baez would, if the season ended today, have posted his best season in history. No, I don't believe in that. Now, if it goes longer, it doesn't matter if I believe in it. You just go. Mm-hmm. And considering I didn't even want him on the damn team, he's already given you more in a month than I thought he'd give us in a year. So his value, it's already happened.
Brother, you weren't the only one. It was like, Tigers brought him back, it's like, you're not serious about trying to win if you bring him back. Just buy him out.
Yeah, it's also going to be unsustainable. I mean, right now, 26 strikeouts, 4 walks, and you think you're really going to have a 355 OBP if I extrapolate those numbers over. Well, let me see how many at-bats he's got here. 110 at-bats. Yeah, if you think you're going to have 150 strikeouts and 150 strikeouts, 20 walks at the end of the year, and that's going to produce a 355 OBP, congrats, you're Ted Williams. Like, it's still the Baez thing, but the offset for that will be if and when Parker Meadows comes back. I can vaporize Jahvir Bayes. So Overall, I'm teetering between a 3 and a 4. I'm kind of at a 4 with the Tigers. Is that, you know, I don't believe in my Yankees. I mean, Aaron Judge is hitting 450. The team's 500. I don't think we're very good. I don't trust anyone else in the Central. And when you go to the West, who am I supposed to care about? Seattle? I don't. Texas? Yeah, look, I understand they won the World Series. It's been a long time since then, and they stink again. You know, Houston, a little long in the tooth for me, and the pitching's not there. I'm probably at a 4 for believability. Kenny, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about the Javi Baez thing, because I'm with Rico in the fact that I don't know if that's the thing that can sustain. Because he went from being metrically one of the worst players in all of baseball, one of the worst position players in all of baseball last year, to now being above league average. He has a plus WAR. He has a plus OPS plus. It's above what we all expected, obviously, which was, like I said, above terrible. He's far above terrible now. And I think if he continues to play at this clip, which I don't think he's capable of, because I can't see that happening. But if he does, when we start getting more healthy, I don't see A.J. Hinch taking him out of the lineup. I don't see him vaporizing Javier Baez.
Well, he'll be vaporized in center.
Yeah, he'll be vaporized in center. Yes, he'll be vaporized.
Then he becomes a platoon at short.
Yep, you could put him at short. You could DH him. You could do whatever you like with
but
him.
But I just, the thing I believe in least, Baez, but the team overall, I can see a window to them being the best team in the AL.
So you don't see your Yankees waking up?
No. It's not about waking up. They don't have pitching. I mean, Gerrit Cole dying before the season, that'd be like Scooble dying.
Yeah.
How's your rotation going to look? Man. Then you factor in some of the other injuries and different things, and you look at it and you go, wait, Giancarlo Stanton's going to be out the whole year? Okay, now that's the equivalent of Riley Green being out for you. So you just, I don't think we're very good.
Right, and I think you just get seduced, not you, but it's the Yankees. So you just always figure the Yankees will make some type of trade, make some type of a move to always stay competitive.
248-539-9797. We'll get with you guys on this. What's the level of believability? They're sitting at 25-13. Do you believe they're the best team in the AL? Scale of 1 to 5. And what is the thing that while you're watching, you have the least faith in about this team? Best way to start it. As they kick off what's going to be a beautiful weekend of weather and people, human beings, actually in the ballpark. Should be good viewing.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You can feel the energy. I mean, we said the word Tigers. Lines are filled. People are amped, and you should be. I mean, they look like the best team in the American League. Best run differential. You know, you compare it to Cleveland, who has a negative run differential and is kind of nipping at your heels. Well, which of those is more sustainable, more believable? You. The pitching is real. That I fully believe in. The offense, I believe in enough that it's you can get where you got to go. I don't think it's this good. For now, it is. And the bullpen, I mean, look no further than what you did the other night. 6 1/3, scoreless ball. Jobe lit himself on fire. And you get a win because of it. Like, I believe in most of what they're doing. So, I'm probably, I'll just take the plunge. I'm a 4 out of 5 of belief. I think they can be the best team in the AL. I'm just not ready to dive in yet. Now, David is ready to roll. I mean, he's a 5 out of 5. Rico's a 3 out of 5. Or no, you're a 5 out of 5.
I'm a 4.
David's a 3.
I'm a 4 out of 5.
Sorry, yeah. Got it all twisted around there. Apologies. The question.
You used the vacuum sealer.
There it is. So what is the thing you believe in least? It's still bias for me. And it's not, guys, I'd like to think you know me enough by now if you listen to the show. I may be a horse's ass, but one of the last things I care about is being right. I left most of that 15 years ago. Right or wrong, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. No one cares when I'm right, and they'll always remind you when you're wrong. It doesn't matter. If Baez is great, who cares? If it nets us a parade, fabulous. But no, I just can't take 30 games and outdo the over 300 that he horrified us and wasted our time. And that's where we reside. Want to go to the people?
Let's go to the people.
Brian is in Canton, 97.1. Brian, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, B. What's on your mind?
Hey, so, you know, I was going to jump all over the Javier Baez, and if I could just get that drop of gold.
We can make that happen. David has that at his disposal.
But it was, you guys had kind of touched on everything that I would already mention about him. I think he's the low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. It might be an unpopular opinion, but the biggest thing I'm doubting right now is Jack Flaherty as the number two pitcher. You know, he struggled going deeper into games. He looked visibly frustrated, you know, when he's between him and the catcher oftentimes. And you know, I don't know how long Casey Mize is going to stay healthy. I don't know how many innings and pitches they're going to walk from Jackson Jobe. You know, with Montero, with his walks, and I know yesterday he went deeper into the game, but again, they were playing the Rockies. So I guess everything would have to go right for the pitching and maybe for them to acquire something for me to feel more confident, because I feel with that number two spot a little questionable right now. I don't know that the pitching is as solid as I thought it was before the year started.
Well, here's the thing. The question of health for any pitcher, at least the way I look at it, Brian, how long is anyone going to be healthy? You're one pitch away from meeting your good friend Tommy John. So I just, yeah. I don't. Now, if a guy has a ton of injuries, a ton of catastrophes, you're right. Like Alex Cobb. I mean, I don't expect anything from him. That guy is made out of origami. So, no, that's different. And he's 100. But they have what it takes to get pitching at the deadline if that were needed. They do.
If you were to tell me right now, say they don't again, because, like, you guys have been talking about in your last few shows,
okay.
Everyone wants to draft, everyone wants to develop, no one wants to go out and make a huge, expensive splash. If they don't acquire any pitching and Flaherty stays the way that he is, do you still have the same confidence in the pitching?
I do. I do, because I look, Brian, maybe I'm Pollyannish about this. I feel like between Fetter and this franchise's ability to do the pitching chaos for one spot in the rotation if they wanted, plus the trade deadline, that's before we talk about whether Jobe figures it out or not. Yeah, Brian, I think I'd be okay with it, because I know any playoff series I'm in, I have the best pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So I just roll with it.
And yeah, and that's why I'm at a 4 out of 5 because of that. That you give yourself to win every series that you play. Now you're not gonna win them all, but it's not like you're just rolling out just one or two. You can go pretty deep in this pitching rotation. That's what I like. And then, you know, what's Jackson Jobe going to give you? If he turns out to be, you know, that guy or just close to being that guy, then, yeah, you're set.
It's also you can just get a guy. The Tigers don't need to go out and get an ace. If you go into a playoff series and let's say it's Reese Olson, it's Mize, it's Skubal, you know, what do I need? All right, you want a fourth guy? You can get a 5 and fly at the deadline. They've already shown you what they can do with the chaos on a one-game sample.
Yeah,
I'm just not going to freak about that. Not yet. Now, if injuries take place between now and then, it definitely becomes a concern. Let's go to Kevin, 97.1. Kev, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, guys? You might want to check your cameras. There's a lot of traffic out there on 96 right now.
Oh, please move to the right side. The White Sox suck.
I don't believe in I don't think the Tigers will be a number one seed in the playoffs. They'll be a division winner. But I think the Astros are going to have another late season rally like they have the last, 8, 9 years.
So are you a level 3 right now?
Was it 4 is the highest for confidence?
No, 5 means you're all in. They're the best team in the AL. 4 means they could be, but you're not quite there. A 3 means no, they're not the best team in the AL.
Yeah, I'll say 4. They could, but it's going to come down to a battle between us and Houston. I don't believe in Jace Young and his, I don't know if you want to call it a slump or just not proving it yet. I think he's a couple minor tweaks away from getting more contact rate, and he's already hitting the ball hard, squaring it up hard. We just need to get him to make more contact.
Yeah, there are elements.
I got
of
one that's going to get you going, Mike.
No, go ahead. What's up?
I don't believe at all that Parker Meadows will play a single game this year, and I am a little worried about that.
Yep.
I don't trust Javier Baez in center all year, but I mean, like you said, his value's already been reached.
Yeah,
why not play it out,
Kevin? I'm not mad at that at all. I think it's a concern everyone has when you start using terms like can't feel part of arm or nerve damage, etc.
Yeah,
nerve has to wake up.
2 months.
Yeah, your nerve has to wake up. Like what?
So if Parker Meadows doesn't play all year and Max Clark, Mike's boy, keeps hitting, try and play him towards the end of the year?
They bring him up in September.
No shot. They will manipulate.
Late September call up just for defensive reasons?
No way. Hey, Kevin, they will manipulate that service time like no other. No shot. I would be stunned. Plus, where's Clark playing right now? The California Penal League? I mean, he needs a couple hundred at-bats at least AA. I mean, come on. Like, no, I just don't see it. That is their prized toy. They're not doing that. It would be a complete break from who they are. What?
Yeah.
What you want to say.
No, that's what I would like to see. But, yeah, I don't see him coming back up here. But that's why I said, for me, it was Javi out in center field. Like, I've seen him hit before, but like he's actually pretty decent out there.
30 games.
Understand?
I know he had the highlight catch.
I mean, he's still making some plays. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Just again, 26 strikeouts, 4 walks. It's an unsustainable split where this guy's going to have to hit 380 to maintain. I'm not there yet. But has he already presented more value than any of us imagined? Yes. And he's done it in a month. Remember we talked at the start of the year, it's not about like, when you perform, it's that do you give the team something at a certain point? Mm-hmm. He has. Now, no, I don't think we'll be sitting here in July with the Javier Baez center field redemption tour. I'll be shocked. Shocked. David, text, and we'll get more calls. Don't worry.
100%. I'm bought in on the Tigers 5 out of 5. The only thing that I don't believe in is Baez, which is totally okay because our best player, Parker Meadows, isn't even up yet. Will he be?
Yeah, none of us know.
Yeah, I have no clue. My believability is 4.5 in March with their injuries and the schedule, we were talking about them maybe just being at 500. That would be great. It should really only get easier from here.
Right. I said, could we just survive April? We'll get an update on Parker Meadows. Just don't tank. Be 500. I'll be totally happy. They're 25-13. I mean, it's as sizzling a start as they've been off to maybe since 1984. Maybe the only other time would have been what? Would it have been like 08 maybe? I don't even know what
would have start.
Yeah.
2006.
There you go.
Exact mirror image. I think they're both teams are what, 23-15 or something.
25-13.
Yes.
How dare you? 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls coming up next. 97.1.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get right to the people. Talking Tigers, 25-13, smoke the Rockies. And I know it's the Rockies, but that's what good teams do. You don't drop a game there. You know, they could have spit the bit easily in the first game when Job pitched like crap. Instead, the bullpen goes 6 1/3 scoreless. And yesterday, you basically detonated the Rockies in a double dip. Yeah, at the end of the year, when you're trying to win a division or lock up seeding, those are the games. Don't give away 3 or 4 of those. So how much belief do you have that what we are all witnessing is real? And if you believe this is real, then you believe they're the best team in the AL. And then the flip side is, within that belief, what's the least sustainable piece of this incredible Tigers start? We go to Stan, who's up next, 97.1. Stanley, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, Mike. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hello, Rico.
Hey, Stan.
First of all, the Tigers, I'm calling them a 4.8. And the reason for that is because they are playing great. But the biggest thing is Cole and Hill are not there pitching for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we talked about the blessing of being a team in the AL Central. This year, it's the American League. It's not a great league. And so we have that advantage. Plus, we have great pitching. One of the things for the, to win the American League, the Yankees are plus 300. The Tigers are plus 475, but I believe if we get in a series with them, we'll beat them on our pitching. The guy that, and I don't like the word sustainable, I would say, and I'm like you on this, Mike, you've talked about him in the past. How does hell does Conley have a .66 earned run average and a .74 whip,
right,
throwing the ball 85 miles per hour?
Yeah,
and he's lights out.
And I watched it during the playoffs last year where at one point he threw like 75 or 80 straight changeups for the Yankees. He never threw a fastball.
I agree. I think he's also had a positive effect. I think that he's the Olsen and the Brisky whisperer because their changeups have gotten better because of him.
Yeah.
The guy's a maniac.
Yeah, it's
I love
a lot
him.
Like, I mean, Rico, when you were, when the Braves did what they did in the 90s, early 2000s, and everyone who became a Brave pitched better,
yeah,
the Leo Mazzoni effect.
Yep.
It's the same thing here with Fetter. I mean, whether it's Stan talking about Canely and then the impact that it has on the other guys, or whether it's you acquiring a Jack Flaherty who hadn't been good in 5 years and he comes here and he was amazing, yeah, there's an element to it. I mean, Stan, look, right now, if you ask me who's going to win a playoff series between the Yankees and Tigers, I take Tigers.
Yeah.
Now, there's a long way to go. But no, I don't hesitate.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like most people. I'll pick against my team.
That's why I'm at the 4 because, in pretty much every series, they got the pitching to win that series.
The problem will reside in what will the pitching look like by the time late September comes around. I have no way to future cast.
And that's why I can't give it the 5 right now.
But, and then offensively, there's certain parts of this that are not sustainable to this level.
It is defensive chaos.
Okay, that's it. Let's go to Kyle, 97.1. Kyle, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, Kyle.
Hey, I'm at about a 4.4 out of 5. I believe that the core group of guys we have brings a lot of excitement and energy, and everybody feeds and builds off that. The thing that I'm worried about is how we shuffle around players a lot, and that worries me about keeping our consistency up, because when you got guys shuffling around DH and first base and center field and right field and cut, it's I hate to see guys when they're on nice streaks or playing well out of games. And I know sometimes guys deserve breaks or whatnot, but you know, I don't want to see Torkelson or Baez take a break, because I want to see them keep hitting the ball, keep seeing pitches, keep getting walks, keep getting build off of the bad seasons you guys had last year at the plate. And as we keep going forward, we're only going to have more people that are going to earn opportunities to get in the field. Like, you know, Jones is playing well on the Mud Hens, and you know, how we don't know how Verling's going to do. And I don't want to take guys out, and I also don't want to hold people up from losing their opportunity to play. And that's what scares me, is we're going to, you know, or Cole Keith, another one, is, you know, losing the consistency of the team and the players because other guys deserve opportunities to play. And I do have a quick question for you guys. You know, how great will it be to see a nice Tigers blowout, and we get to see a utility player, Javi Baez, go up there on the mound and strike a player out? Do you think the city will lose its mind?
Yeah, the way this has begun through 38 games, I wouldn't be surprised if Javi closes all three ball games this weekend. I don't know. I mean, Kyle, it's sports, right? You see it, whether it's, you know, basketball, baseball, whatever. Teams get on these rolls and it carries. There's no momentum between seasons. So, like, I heard the morning show talking about how, oh, they just kept on doing what they did last year. And it's like, no, that doesn't exist. Right. That's made up. There are different people here. It's a process that they have.
And I was about to say, it's a mindset, Mike. It's yes, because now you started to believe and you start seeing the victories, and it carried over into the next season. It's how I started saying, hey, this was a different Lions team. They finished that year out strong, and then they followed it up. Tigers finished the year out strong. Now they're following it up. I was telling Doug in Crosstalk, last year has nothing to do with this year, but it does tell me that there's a different mindset, that they now believe we can win all of these games.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls as well. David, a couple of ticket texts, please.
As a team, I don't see the home run production maintaining itself. They seem to be feasting on the long ball that is Matt in Allen Park.
They are. And again, it's a great example of, oh, well, it's the Rockies. Right. But if the Dodgers get to beat up the Rockies 13 times, then I get to beat them 3 times. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, it's the White Sox. Well, right. But there's a White Sox in kind of every division. Baseball, half these teams aren't even trying. So the reason I say it is both things can be true. While you've gotten fat and sassy on garbage piles like the Angels or the Rockies or the White Sox, newsflash, others get to do it too. Mm-hmm. Long term, do I believe you will have this prodigious power that you have right now? I struggle with that. But if Torkelson is the centerpiece, Rico, and he gives you 35+, I mean, if he gets to 40, the point is you start to seed in the power around it. Now, the official Tiger of this show is Kerry Bonds. Now, if Kerry, again, he's on pace for 30. If you got two guys in the middle of the order and it's 65 home runs.
Just imagine when Veerling gets here.
Face of the franchise, Matt Veerling.
Yes.
Ethan from Sterling Heights says, Clark. I'm a 5. The hitting sustainability doesn't matter. We have the best starting rotation and the deepest bullpen in baseball.
Yeah, no, the hitting matters.
It does.
Come on now. It all works together if you're going to win a World Series. The pitchers are better because they pitch with leads. The bullpen's better because they're free and easy. If you basically slam on the brakes offensively, the whole thing's going to look different.
It's how you got eliminated by Cleveland, where all of a sudden the bats just went ice cold.
They did what they did earlier in that season. Yes, correct. I'm at a 4 bricks. I'm at a 4 bricks up out of 5 on the Tigers. Whoa. Bricked up scale, he says. Concerned about the starting pitching over the entire season.
I don't know where the concern on the starting pitching's coming from, but okay. I mean, I don't. Look, you don't even have Cobb helping you. Now, if Scooble got hurt, different conversation. And I understand Flaherty hasn't been great, but look at the players who have. If I swap out Flaherty for Mize and reverse the numbers, how's it any different than what we had last year? So I don't worry about it. I love how, like, some people are like, oh, unless all 5 arms are going great at the same time.
Because
it doesn't work that way. Mike,
because for some people, it's almost, you're expecting the worst to happen because you don't want to be disappointed. So if you plan for disaster, yeah, you'll never get hurt.
Sounds like fun.
248-539-9797. FanDuel, best place to bet player props. Under Tatum, everything. FanDuel has more betting markets than anyone else. $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So all you got to do, visit FanDuel.com/Tatum. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything, including apparently I was just out in space. Only guy here that...
Well, we got you.
As much barbecuing and smoking as I do, I didn't have a Costco membership. So we had a little fun to start the show.
We got you.
A vacuum sealer also.
You know what? Maybe an early birthday gift for you, buddy.
But Tiger Baseball, you're going to have near sellouts all weekend. Great weather, 25 and 13. So how much do you believe in what you're watching? And look, I'll just say this because I hate the times we're living in where basically if you have a brain, you're an outcast. It's okay if you say you don't believe they're this good. That doesn't mean you're a terrible fan. It doesn't mean you're a bad person or, most importantly, like you're somehow rooting against what? Fun? But I think there's a pretty big gap between what they were thought to be, what they are now, and what playing this level of ball through May 9th, not June or July, through May 9th, you would have a 104 wins. Totally okay if you don't think they're 104 and 58 good. That's a once a decade type of season. I think they're 90 win good. I totally understand if they continue this, you would need to move it up a little more. I still think they're winning the division. I can see a pathway to being the best team in the AL. I'm just not quite there yet.
I just need 91.
You'll probably get it. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Frank, 97.1. Frankie, what's going on, buddy? Nice to talk to you.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Yes, sir, pal. Mike, what's on your mind?
I'm gonna give the Tigers a 5. No problem with the pitching. The pitching will carry itself. And like you said before, Mike, you can always get another starter during the season. That's no problem. I've been trying for 3 years, Mike, to convince the Tigers to get Nolan Arenado. Yeah. You get Nolan Arenado, and I will give him a 10.
Well, here's They'll your problem. The problem with Arenado is the following. At last check, he wouldn't put the Tigers on his approved list. You're on the naughty list on his movement clause. He don't want to be here. The other problem is this. Frank, I don't know what that guy's got left in the tank, buddy. And if you look at the numbers, that guy's on a downward turn. If the Cardinals picked up a lot of the salary, I don't have a problem. But, like, look, they went after Bregman. Bregman's a totally different class of player than Arenado. And we didn't get him, and that's okay. But yeah. I'd rather piecemeal it at third. Go get me a shortstop at some point. I don't buy this Trey Sweeney Baez thing long term. Once Javier is done playing center field,
yeah, right, yeah. Mike, how did you have the Derby? Who'd you have in the Derby?
The Derby, I finished second and third. I had Baeza in journalism. I did not have sovereignty.
That's who I had.
Yeah,
that's who I had. Mm. My key horse was Baeza.
Same here. I think by the end of the year, not that any of our listeners care, my buddy, but I think by the end of the year, Baeza could be the best horse, in North America.
I think so too.
He's got it. And again, his disadvantage will be Frankie. He's in California. There's going to be a lot of back and forth for him to land the races he needs to land, and then look,
jet lag.
It's a lot, Rico. It's a lot for these horses. You ship a horse, that's stressful. You get on the airplane.
How long does it take before they like get
acclimated? They can lose 50 to 75 pounds.
See, when you told me that during a race, I was just like, are you serious?
It's hard on a horse, man.
In a minute and a half.
When they ship them, they put them in cargo jets, but they have these boxes. If you think of like if you were shipping 3 cars, how big of a box would you need for that? But they're actually horse stalls that are lifted onto the plane. And then you have people that are with the horse for the entire flight.
I was going to ask, is somebody in there with the horse to make sure to keep them calm?
Water, all of it. But it's a lot.
Now, serious question. Do you have to almost drug the horse like you do some animals so that they won't get the anxiety and freak out?
No, you don't have to. But, Is it unheard of for it to be the same as, you know, a nervous Nilly flyer or someone who decides they want a little Xanax on the flight? You might give them something to calm them down. But you don't have to. Every horse is different. Gotcha. But, yeah, the lament of finishing second and third in the Derby. Oh, God. I'd rather finish dead last.
Didn't pick the winner?
No, I didn't, Rico. I don't support people who kidnap their own kids. Is it really Sorry, you do.
Is it really kidnapping if it's your kid?
Yes.
I'm just no fan of Godolphin. Leave me out of it. That's it. Congratulations to Sovereignty. That's it. Leave me alone. All right, back to the people. We'll go to Lamont, 97.1. Lamont, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Mike, long time, first time. Rico, how you doing?
Hey, man.
So I think you guys are looking at this wrong. I'm sorry about the Coco Melon there in the background. I'm a 6.5 out of 5.
6.5 out of 5? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you why. I don't think our best team's on the field yet.
I agree with that.
We've got guys coming back. More importantly, we have the number one farm system. We've never had that. So whatever your problem is at the deadline, you need a starter. You need a hammer out of the bullpen. You need Bo Bichette and, say, Chris Bassett from Toronto.
You can do it.
You know, you have more ammunition to do it.
Yep. You're not getting an argument for me on that, Lamont. There's nothing to fight.
And the hardest part of our schedule is out of the way, boys.
Well, okay, on paper, yes, but you know what I know. Some of the teams that, whoa, this is so difficult, we get the Yankees earlier, the Yankees stink.
No, but we've gone to L.A., we've played San Diego, we've gone to Seattle.
In baseball, you're going to play tough teams. Lamont, I'm with you. No, I don't. Sure. Lamont.
I'm saying when I looked at the schedule before the year started, the first 40 games scared the absolute hell out of me.
Really?
Yeah. Look at it.
I guess for me it was more about our own problems, but those problems turned out to be non-issues. I just didn't really.
And I didn't disagree with you at the time. If we were 500 at the time, we'd be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
25 and 13 is like high society.
We are. And I'm telling you guys, like, we're redundant in the minor leagues. Like, what's his name? And I'm not trying to be Pat Caputo.
You're fine.
Max Anderson, minor league player of the month.
Look.
And then he's a second baseman. We got that other second baseman from Philly.
Here's the thing. No matter what, because I mean, Lamont, I don't want to lose the audience with the prospect stuff, but you're right.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're good. It's about Scott Harris. It's about whether he's willing to do what he hasn't been willing to do. Be on the buy side. Trade some of these prospects. And look, if you're playing this level of ball, I don't see how you don't do it. But we're over 2 months away from that. You're really the better part of 3 months, if we're honest about it.
I'm just so glad we don't have to have the what do we do with Scooble talk.
I mean, you know what? I don't want to be negative. It's sunny. I'm just saying baseball's a long year. You feel a lot different all of a sudden if the team goes out and, you know, loses 8 out of 10. That's baseball, though. That's why I'm not ready to do what you're doing. You're like, it's the 0-1 Mariners. They're winning 116 games. Mm-hmm. I can't do that.
Only to get put out by the Yankees.
You hate to see it. 248-539-9797. We'll get more to people. We got to do a Fact or Fiction NFL.
You broke Ken Griffey Jr.'s heart. I just want you to know that.
F him. I never liked him.
Really?
He was a Yankee killer. The two biggest Yankee killers of my life were him and Jim Thome.
Jim Thome was everybody killer. He was a serial killer.
He murdered us.
He was a serial killer.
Yeah. It always would anger me, too. He'd always grab his balls between every pitch. Like, how often you got to adjust your cup? We all know you're going to launch one 450. Why don't you just swing the bat and move on?
And maybe that's why he was adjusting.
Remember, the equivalent was like Nomar. Remember when he would do the gloves?
Oh, the human rain delay.
That was Thome. Yeah, adjust the left side, adjust the right side. All right, I'm ready now. Step out and do it again.
Adjust the helmet, yeah.
Couldn't stand that guy. All right, we'll move along, 97.1.